Net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
Either Glen Oaks or 449, your choice. on the Manhattan side this time.
I was going to say, you're not still putting stuff away from home today, are you?
Well, but it took me a while to get the stuff out of my car into the house, and I still, you know, have a few things I still got to put back on the shelves where they came from. It's sitting in a gray box in my hallway, and the club stuff is sitting, you know, still kind of... I started with two cartons, I think, of two crates, and not milk crates, but, you know, these plastic containers, and now I have 2.5 plastic containers. It grows each time. Instead of shrinking, I don't know, the paper plates must expand, the cups must expand, and things like that. So I don't have to really go through it and see if it's, you know, packed properly.
Never-ending battle.
But we didn't have to buy any paper goods or forks and knives, so we... that's dwindling down.
So buying that 10-year supply was a worthwhile thing.
Well, when you go to Costco, you're buying 400 forks. We didn't need 400 forks yesterday.
Semi-supply. Actually, how many people showed up?
I don't have an exact count, but since we still have t-shirts left over, probably maybe between 50 and 60 total.
That including the people who set up?
That would include people that just came to set up, just came to operate for an hour or 2 hours, and people that just came for the teardown. I don't know, there's a sign-in sheet, but I didn't, you know, see how many people actually signed in. You know, some people come from the overnight after Saturday's over. Some people just come Sunday to help pack up. And some people came early, say, Friday night to set up also. So actual operators probably weren't that many. But, you know, overall, we probably had 56. I don't know. Rich probably has a better count than I do.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got all the paperwork.
All I know is we had 72 bagels, and we must have had about 70 left over. So, no, not that many, but I'd say half of them were left over. So we didn't, you know, maybe people had their breakfast and came after breakfast.
I understand. Yeah, in my youth, I used to do stuff like that. I actually, a great job there. I was doing the cooking for 1 or 2 years.
We had Tom did the cooking. He did make breakfast on Sunday, and lunch was Frankfurt hamburgers and salad, and Saturday was lunch was Heroes, and evening was Zodia potatoes, corn, some, I don't know what they call butterfly, like noodles that look like butterflies, I don't know what they call them. And things like that. And we did get rid of plenty of soda and water and filled up an entire garbage can with recycled bottles and soda cans and things like that.
Yeah, who gets to stand at the machine and recycle?
Okay. I don't know, we put it in a separate bag, but we left it with the regular garbage, so we were going to look at it. I don't know. We can't really put it into the machines unless they're clean. I mean, we also had no running water there, which is a problem. For some reason, they had the water, the external, you know, faucet like you would have in the house, was turned off internally inside. And somehow we set off the, well, I don't think we did, we don't know if we did or not, RF or something might have set off the silent fire alarm or dialer that brought the, you know, fire department over to one of the buildings to look around.
Yeah, there you go. I meant the bottle return machines, you know, the ones we return, the cans and bottles to recycle.
I was just going to stand there and put them all in, and I think there's also a limit that, well, actually, you can bypass the limit. I guess you put your 20 or 30 in, whatever it is, and the machine will give you a receipt, I guess, and then you can put another 20 or 30 in. But we'll have to put that bag of bottles in the car and stand there for an hour to make, let's see, say 30, 60, to make $3 or something like that. I don't know how many you can do it in a minute multiplied by 60.
About 30. Yeah, it goes they should ship it up to some Boy Scouts with them do the recycling and collect the money for their troop.
But the Boy Scouts canceled because the scout leader had something came up that he couldn't make it, so we knew that the scouts weren't coming at all.
Well, it's several members involved with scouting, I know.
Yeah, but I think you're at the head. I think we only had Richie as the only one, because George did, what's his name? I can't do it. EAV, he wasn't there, and Bob wasn't there, so I don't know who else was actually involved with scouting. But, they were coming from Brooklyn anyway, so it'd have to be, I guess they were going to go in the guy's car. I don't know how they were going to get there anyway. So, anyway, we're actually on the east side now, and the repeater sounds good until they move it again.
Oh, you're such a pessimist.
And now it got crappy as I went up a block. just some bad spots here and there. And then one of them where it'll, the other one I mentioned, I think, move it down to the parapet that will no longer favor my area, South Brooklyn.
I don't even want to discuss that. There's really little or no difference between being on the parapet wall and being where we are. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to be early. I know what I'll do. I was going to stop and check my tire pressure.
All transmission, last two transmissions I lost because I was stopped between a garbage truck and a food, one of those food carts. And if I moved it up a half an inch, the repeater came up. I moved it up another half an inch, it went down. And now it's showing full quieting, so I don't know. A few bad spots still in the head. And
nothing is perfect.
Oh, but this last transmission was perfect now that I'm stopped, and we'll see what it is as I go through the park shortly.
Yeah. Ooh, just reminded me of something. How long till you at where you're going?
Yeah, I got a little noisy again. I didn't really copy what you just said.
How long are you going to be on?
Less than 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll wait for a while. I gotta make a phone call. I just gotta remember to do it.
Okay, make your phone calls. I'm going to the park now, and I don't know, it may be much noisier on the other side. WB2ZC, WB2ZX, Mobile.
WB2ZX.
KB2KH.
Oh, Charlie, good morning. Just woke up, head to wheel.
Good morning, Rich. Just stopped off at the gas station for a cup of coffee. definitely need that to get the day going.
But I know what you mean. In a little while, the guy work will be here today. I'll have him go over and get me coffee. I like iced coffee, black, no milk, no sugar, which is actually better for me with my diabetes, but that's the way I've always liked it.
All right, I was never a fan of iced coffee, but we all have our preferences, and yeah, you got to stay away from the sugar.
That's right. Sometimes I make a mistake. They give me milk and sugar. They think the whole world takes it that way. They forget.
I guess that's why they call it regular. But, yeah, you got to make a point. I guess they just automatically, 90% of the people probably take it that way.
Yes, that's right. I got a good piece of news. I've been in touch with Patty. She called me a few weeks ago. She's in back to the end of summer. But we're getting together again.
Hey, well, if it's good news for you, all I can say is good luck. But, yep, really don't want to get into personal relationships and whatnot. You know, we all have our problems. But what else is new? Did you do anything for field day, from the house?
No, I didn't do field day. Because I'm very upset. The guy who was going to buy the house all these months, the deal fell through. So, I have to find somebody else, another prospective purchaser. But I would have liked to come down. I'm not much on any contest, but I like the camaraderie. I would have liked to BS with the guys. That's why every year I go to the holiday party. It's a lot of money, like $135 for the annual back and forth to Levittown. They only cover me with insurance if I'm going to a medical appointment.
Well, I guess they have to have their limitations, and, I didn't make it either. I didn't go to any field days this year. I was too busy. I would like to have stopped by. Not a contester, and I was checking on conditions, and they seemed to be pretty poor. I don't know how they did overall, but I really didn't hear much activity.
I heard a lot of activity on 40 meters. I understand they racked up a fair number of CW contacts and contacts on digital modes. I'm not sure how they did on phone.
KD2KNH. All right, I didn't even think to check digital modes. I played around a little bit, but they weren't my thing either. I just hope everybody had a good time. It was a nice weekend, and, regardless, they got together and had a good time.
The weather was great. And what's that yellow ball in the sky right now? Good weather.
It's good to see, and I had a shoot on Saturday, which went well. It was nice to have the weather work out for us for a change. Anyway, Rich, just us calling to the office. Gonna have to say goodbye. You have a good day, and get your coffee, iced coffee. Kenny, two candies, clear, 73.
Okay, Charlie, you have a wonderful day. KD2KNH, M2EL, I'll stand by. KG2SHG. Radio check, please.
2SHG, KD2KNH. Your radio is working okay, but I'm just getting out of the car.
Okay, thank you much. All right, thank you much.
No problem. KD2KNH clear, 73.
How come? Okay. No,
you did not hear me say that. And Jerry had mentioned that. Actually, he was talking, we had a discussion about it. But the answer is to get it out of the near field of some heavy RF.
Okay, you mean the other antennas?
Well, there's plenty of antennas all around the parapet wall, too. But this is a particularly high RF environment. And it's only a discussion because we're not sure if it'll solve an issue that we have. Anyway, pardon me. Just sitting here waiting for somebody. I'm supposed to be in Farmingdale.
Oh, my boy, a client?
Sort of.
Okay. Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's from Haiti. His name, very strange in America, Bellum. Like Ballon, but Bellum. He just went over to get me iced coffee. In the morning, he always cleans me up, gets me dressed. He's a pleasure. He's only here Monday through Friday. On the weekends, I get the weekend people, which are okay, but not as good.
Okay, I seem to have missed the first part of that conversation because it came out of nowhere, but okay.
Yeah, I know. He's a nice guy. His name is Bellum. You know, like Ballon, but with an M. And does a good job. He's here Monday through Friday. And then the 9 part is here.
Yeah, he just mentioned that. Anyway, just sitting here. I'm 4 minutes early, so I'm going to see what's going on. Let me sneak out of here, and perhaps I will talk to you when I'm done here, which hopefully won't take too long.
Okay, Steve, very good. See you later.
See you later, Richie. And do we owe WB2ZSC?
Thank you. 2VHZ, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening. Number 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening.
Into MB Mobile. N2EO, this is N2MB Mobile. Go on.